from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq in 2014. Austria appears to be shifting to the right politically as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general elections and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election in fact confirms a trend that that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
The campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 dead since April. This is VOA News.